Jack Del Rio, Oakland Raiders head coach here on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Jack, a productive 2016 offseason already for your team so far in free agency. How excited are you about some of the signings, and can you maybe explain to our listeners how you hope these guys fit into your team?
Yeah, no, we're really excited about the guys we acquired. You know, we've got Kelechi, KO we call him, all right away. And he's a big, strong, tough offensive lineman that will, you know, really strengthen our front, in particular the interior part of our line. So really excited about him. Sean Smith, a veteran corner with length and experience and toughness. Really excited to add him. And then Bruce Irvin, you know, comes down from Seattle. Outstanding, kind of a hybrid defensive end, outside linebacker type. And we'd like to see him go forward a little more often this year. So super excited to add those three pieces. And as I said a little bit earlier, it's, you know, those were nice acquisitions, but we feel like there are a lot of needs. That was a nice beginning to our offseason. We still have many, many needs, a lot of work to do.
I'm smiling because last year at this time, one of your mantras was Khalil Mack going forward and getting guys going forward that have this type of skill. And, of course, you changed a few things to get a Khalil Mack going forward. He had a breakthrough season. Same thing with Bruce. And Reggie envisions him maybe more as a, like talking to us yesterday, like more of a linebacker type. But he can put his hand in the dirt. You got the flexibility, though, to use these guys in a whole bunch of different ways, don't you?
No, exactly right. No, I think similarly, I think he's excited about the role of going forward more often. You know, obviously Mack, you know, had a very productive year doing that for us last year. So we're excited to add another piece.
You know, your offensive line now with the re-signing of Donald Penn, as you talked about Kelechi Osemele, you got Gabe Jackson, you got Rodney Hudson. You have the makings of a dominating offensive line. What is your right tackle situation heading in to the 2016 offseason?
Yeah, we were just talking about this. You know, Menelik Watson is returning from injury. Austin Howard returning from injury. Both those guys competed in camp last year to be our right tackle. Menelik had the leg up prior to being injured, and then Austin had a heck of a year. So it ought to be a great battle this year once again.
Your safety position now, the absence of Charles Woodson, you don't go sign Hall of Famers off the street normally, so I don't think it's fair to expect anyone to necessarily fill the leadership role or the talent role that he has. But how do you look at your safety position right now?
We need to acquire some people there. Yeah, I mean, we're going to make it more competitive throughout this offseason. We'll continue to monitor availability as free agents, and we'll continue to monitor and prepare ourselves for the draft.
When you look at free agency, how much does experience play a role in it, Jack, in making sure that safety has that to help everyone get lined up, et cetera?
Well, sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. You know, the 49ers didn't have a real experienced secondary, and they went on and did pretty good things that year. So, you've got to acquire talent. You've got to acquire guys that can get it done in the back end, be able to make plays. It helps if you have veteran experience, but it's not a must have if you acquire talent.
Justin Tuck retires. I know there's a lot of hope that Mario Edwards could step up. Jack, is he going to be able to play for you guys? I guess there's some concern about him physically.
Yeah, we hope so. Love Mario. Great young man. You know, really had a nice year for us last year. He feels good, and you know, that'll be determined at some point this offseason, but we remain, you know, optimistic.
Great. Last question for you. You're back in Oakland. You got your brand-new facility, and your second year as a head coach. How much more comfortable is it now? People know on your team, Jack Del Rio, they know what you expect from them, and you know what to expect from your players.
Yeah, no, I'm very, very excited about that. I think last year we established the culture. We certainly, you know, made changes to the building, the experience the players have when they enter the building, you know, the practice fields, the weight room, the strength program, the steam, you know, all the different things we did in the building to freshen it up and have it come alive. I think guys enjoy walking in each day to go to work. And so I'm proud of the fact that we created a great work experience for our guys so that when they come in, they're energized.